Welcome to the AfterBuzz After Show Blacklist Redemption Season Finale. Looks like Howard's evil. We'll talk about that next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Stab, stab.
Stab, stab. Ice pick. It's better than a pen to the neck.
It is. Very, very Fatal Attraction.
Yes. Flash.
No. Basic Instinct.
Yes.
Flash. Gone Girl.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was cool. Well, welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show.
Good song.
Redemption. Not a bad song. Episode number 8.
Yep.
The season finale.
Season finale.
Of the 8 episode run of Blacklist Redemption that had its ups and downs, I would say.
The season or the episode?
The
or
season.
Both?
I think the season had its ups and downs.
Yeah.
I think I mostly landed on. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I think I like what they did there. A lot of twists and turns in this finale. We got most of everything kind of wrapped up. Most of our questions of like, what the f is Trevor? What's my man's name?
Trevor/Dan.
Trevor/Dan doing this whole time. This is.
I knew it. I knew it.
And then what's the significance of old Kat? You know, very
I called it from the get go. The second her right. sweet little British blonde blue eyed face popped up, I was like,
Yeah. Oh, thanks for putting the live chat up.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys. Hey Golden Toe and the gang. If you're joining us live, Andrew Martin, Golden Toe, thank you so much for joining us live and for listening to us delayed on iTunes. Thanks for listening and downloading. And what else?
New computer?
Oh, new computer. Yeah, this is not. Yeah, I didn't get it back. I got a new computer.
Oh,
it's actually
fancier new computer.
It's actually property of Viacom. It's a work computer, but it's mine. It's mine for now until Viacom takes it back from me. But yeah, it's a new computer. Thanks for guys for asking. so yeah, what else? Oh, so Trevor, yeah. So you call it from the get-go.
From the get-go, both of them.
Yeah.
I knew there was something fishy going on.
Super fishy.
Super fishy.
So let's talk about this. I don't say I'm confused, but I gotta say, throughout the course of the episode or the series, I got pretty convinced that good old dad, Howard, was a good guy. And then at the end, even though it was revealed that he'd been, you know, him and old Freddie Whitehall had been working together the whole time, and they're working on the prototype, it didn't necessarily convince or say to me that Howard's evil. But I thought that's what we're supposed to assume, right? Or well, do we know?
As of now, Howard is the bad guy. Howard is the villain. Howard set up this entire elaborate plan to frame Scotty.
Right, but did he do that because he thinks? I mean, what? This is what I'm confused about. I mean, I know what at face value.
You mean like going
here.
way back?
What's
like
the motivation?
Why
because they were
this.
In love and everything was great, and then so
he gives some speech at some convention about how quantum computing in the wrong hands.
He flies his plane. He fakes his own death.
Yeah.
And this is all part of an elaborate ruse to decredit Scotty. So, including and starting with crashing his own plane.
Why did he need Tom?
This is exactly what I'm getting at.
Okay.
This is a giant Homeland Board style plane.
Yeah.
I know we're not supposed to dig too deep into this stuff, but I'm just trying to figure out when he's sketching out the plan, when old Howard's sketching out the plan. First step one, fake my death. Step two, get my long lost son, who no one knows about, on my side and convince him through my boards that I've clearly worked hard on, presumably to just convince Tom, because the boards aren't real because he already has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably.
But I mean, how far back does this go? Does this go back to when he was he just faking being crazy so Scotty would get the board to disavow him so she could take control so then he could frame her for faking or for tampering with his plane? Like, is that how far back we're going?
I just feel like if we really take a good look at this timeline and a good look at this plan, a good look at everything that Howard said, I'm not sure that it must match up. I'm not sure it matches. That doesn't make sense, does it?
Not really, but it was fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. Okay, because that's an elaborate plan.
It goes
a lot of
way back.
It's hitting a lot of a lot of green lights to make sure this plan went, you know, perfectly.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Everything is all great. All the loose ends were tied up. The only thing that was never tied up was this sort of throwaway mention by Howard that Scotty may be a Russian implant, a Russian plant.
You know, and I actually thought that was one of the most exciting reveals the show. I was like, this is a genius idea.
They killed Scotty. We replaced her with a Russian plant.
Yes.
Russia has been kind of floating around the blacklist universe.
We've been talking about it forever, you and I, since that episode, since the episode of Independence Town USA.
So apparently that's not true.
I was like, this is a great episode to sort of set this up.
Right. And now, so that's not true, right?
Apparently not.
And not even.
And never even mentioned again.
It was just sort of a thing that Howard was pulling out of his ass. It's just sort of like, maybe she's a Russian. I don't know.
I mean, the comic books.
Was all right.
Comic books a way of communication between Whitehall and Howard?
Maybe. I feel like I need to watch the entire series again.
Knowing what we know now.
Yes. And it's one of those, like, you know, usual suspects.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you gotta go back and watch it again knowing the truth.
Yeah.
And seeing, like, if you watch it again knowing that Howard is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Or Howard's lying from day one, then maybe there's different.
There's clues everywhere, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think out there? I mean, you know, Andrew Martin, Golden Toe, is this elaborate plan? Does it wash with you guys? Andrew, maybe we'll get the rest of the Russian spy playoff on the blacklist.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But I want to know. I mean, look, this is also 8 episodes. There's no word on if it's going to come back or not.
Don't know yet.
I mean, what do you think? Do you think it should come back? Do you want to see the result? I mean, do you feel like, I've had enough? Or do you want to see more of these folks? Give it to me real.
Give it to you straight?
Give it to me straight.
Yeah, I mean, the intrigue is pretty high now. Right. Now that we're really, like, we've spent 8 hours now really breaking it down and trying to get to the bottom of this. And,
right. You
know, true to Blacklist fashion, they give us some answers. They give us some answers and then give us a shit ton more questions. So that leaves you hanging. But, I mean, I will say if this does not come back for a season two, which I do hope it does.
Right.
But if it doesn't come back for a season two, I'm pretty satisfied with the arc that this season ran.
I do.
You know, everything's tied up in a nice, pretty little bow for me.
I do like the model, though. Let's just zooming out from a business standpoint. Oh, the ratings were poor, Golden Toe, huh? You know, I didn't check the ratings. Mm. Ratings were no good. That's no good. I also think that, you know, zooming out from this, it makes I just like the business model they did. If they want to try out a series, spinning it off and keeping it in the time slot of the Blacklist.
Yeah.
Like, so that, you know, there's instead of going to reruns or going to another show, you try the spinoff in that time period.
Smart.
You're in the same universe. You have the same fans. But if Blacklist fans didn't show up for Blacklist Redemption, then who else is going to watch it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wonder.
Maybe they'll try a Blacklist Redemption for Wrestler and a Blacklist Redemption for Samar and a Blacklist Redemption for Aram.
The only one I can
see
pull
what
it
they
off
can
is
do
Aram.
For 8 episodes.
Yes. They give Aram a 8-episode spinoff.
Yeah.
I'd watch the crap out of that. So the other thing is, you know, maybe if it doesn't work, how does this get resolved? I mean, I know they're sort of suggesting someone, Golden Toe maybe suggesting that they can absorb this, you know, this storyline into the Blacklist and sort of resolve it there. And also, does Ryan Eggle, Tom Keene, go back to the Blacklist?
Yeah, that's what I was
usual?
Wondering too. Does he go back to Lizzie?
I mean, he referenced
and we
that.
Just don't really even talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Like, that was weird. You were gone for 6 months.
Weird couple months.
Yeah. Was, well, huh. Oh, well. You're back
Anywho.
Now. How's
Hi,
your dad?
His birthday party.
My dad's great. My mom's in jail. What's Red got cooking? What's up with Red?
Back to business as usual. You know. Missed you, Lizzie.
Or he's just back to being Mr. Mom. He's back, you know, holding Spagnus, you know, feeding him her.
Yeah, This was a big fat gamble for Ryan Eggold.
Yeah,
you know, like how do you come back from this?
I tell you what, it was. I think just ranking this for a little bit. I thought Eggold was quite good in this.
Oh yeah, me too.
I thought he was. I think he's a credible lead.
Ryan Eggold and Solomon.
Yeah.
Tom and Solomon. That should be the next spinoff. Let's try that instead.
Yeah, I think that Eggle was strong. I think Howard was strong. I think Scotty was strong.
Yeah.
Some strong people. I mean, obviously the weak links for
sure.
Me. Kat, Trevor, we now think Nez.
Yeah.
Dumont was strong. No?
I don't know.
I wasn't giving enough to
strong,
do.
And then he sort of got a little old.
I mean, they didn't give enough to do. Wasn't that not much you could do when you're banging on computers and very intensely like, we've got to fix this right now.
I don't know.
Cracked firewall.
You know how I love Aram.
Aram's good at it. I think Dumont's good at it, too. But
no, he is good at it.
Just
his little, like, stickiness.
Yeah, I think it's just a flawed sort of character, the hacker guy.
They drew. Yeah. I mean, that was fun.
Nothing much to do. Okay, so we'll see if it comes back, but let's get into this episode. So immediately we do the same device, which is the, you know, 12 hours earlier, we see a bloody cat, you know, clutching on to what we now know as the thumb drive, USB drive, and you know, running through the streets.
She was not looking so good.
So is that kind of spoilery when you do that? Because when you're watching the whole episode and it's getting down to like the last, you know, 8 minutes of the episode, you're like, well, where's Bloody Cat gonna come from? Did you know? Because when I saw that, I'm like, where's Bloody Cat? Bloody Cat. I'm like, oh, effing Trevor.
Bloody Cat.
Bloody Cat. Bloody Cat. Bloody Cat.
What are they stabbing you with? Bloody Cat. Bloody Cat. It's not your fault.
It's Trevor's. Boy Toy Trevor. Thank you. Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Did you see the junior high school performance bit they did? When they did the play? The musical?
What musical did they do?
They did Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Oh my God! Yes, of course I saw that. I was dying.
That's great.
Thank you.
Anyway, that was us right now.
So that was us right now.
It's mumbling singing. Anyway. We digress.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah, that's great.
It was really funny.
Anyway, that's for theater kids and, you know, people who.
Nerds like me.
Yes. Anyway, back to the Blacklist.
Yo, that show.
So.
We digress.
But no, I'm asking you, was that, when you saw that, were you waiting the whole episode to see, like, and you forget about Bloody Cat?
I really couldn't imagine how she was going to become Bloody Cat. Right. You know, throughout the episode, I was like, I don't see how she's going to be Bloody Cat. I thought it was fun. I liked it.
Okay. All right. I felt a little like, Trevor.
I liked it way more than when they did it last week with Tom all beat up and three hours earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, why did you need to do that?
Again, there's no way to do anything but that because there's no more missions.
Yeah.
So it's nothing to tease other than, you know.
I thought it was fun.
That's not the best way to
do it. I didn't mind it. I wasn't mad at it.
Best way to do the cold open. Okay, so then we get in and it's back to Howard's of explaining.
12 hours earlier.
Yep. And then Howard's explaining, you know, continuing to explain quantum computing. Much to your delight.
Yes. Eating that up.
Which is, you know, even our good friend Jody Walker wrote about it. She's like, oh, God. She's having hardness. She's on your team. With the quantum computing
already. Quantum computing?
Like, we get it.
You're killing me.
We'll never get it. So quit, you know, quit explaining it to us.
But I mean, that was the best explanation that I've seen yet on the show of what the risks were with quantum computing.
What about the one I gave last week on this
show? Well, yours was pretty detailed.
Okay. All right. Hello, Cassandra Sellers. Thanks for joining us. So I don't know. Okay. So Howard's in there. He's giving the explanation. They're trying to figure out what's going on.
His plan is to go through the front so they could launch a tactical effort, assault through the back. But they need a team.
They need a team. So,
and Nez, I know some drug dealers.
Yeah, I mean, but look, dealers are drug dealers.
Like what?
And gangsters are gangsters. But these guys seem to be sort of like, these weren't your average drug dealers, you know, number one. Number two, they seem like, you know, they're like highly trained tactical. Like what kind of drug operations going on over there?
I don't know.
I know they're trying to be politically incorrect and they want to show a bunch of, you know, Latinos or black folks, but I mean, come on. I don't know who these guys were. They look more like SEAL Team 6 than some drug dealers.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. So anyway.
But whatever.
But they got them. And
high risk, low probability of success.
Yeah.
Drug dealers.
They're also very very sophisticated. You know, because they were able to recognize the payment that Howard was offering them, which were the super rare
toffeeite.
Yeah, you know,
million times scarcer than diamonds.
Yeah, apparently
$4,000 a carat, which didn't sound like that much. $4,000 a carat.
Well, yeah, if you got like a, you know, 10-carat ring or 10-carat rock of toffeeite, what's it called?
Toffeeite. Saltwater toffee.
Anyway, it's rare.
Yes.
And it's expensive.
And they looked cool.
And they looked cool.
I'll take a couple of those.
I mean, I'm not saying the sophistication of drug dealers, but look, I mean, if it's me and it's like, yo, I got some toffee eye for you, it's really hot, I'd be like, yo, give me some cash, dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, give me some diamonds, some cash. No, trust me, toffee eye way better. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm gonna go with cash. whatever. But what? I it's fine. But $4 million payday is what this thing calculated out, which is fine.
Not mad.
Anyway, so they take the payment. They go in. So at this point, are we like? I was thoroughly confused and I was really torn between both sides. But were you? You know, because it's our job to kind of like watch as this thing unfolds. We're also kind of thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. Were you going back and forth? Is it Scotty? Is it Howard? Is it Scotty? Is it Howard? Or did you think maybe there's someone else, a third party?
During that sort of the boardroom debate, I was like, oh, maybe Scotty is bad. Right. Oh, maybe Howard's being the dick here.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't quite have it figured out, but he was so smug that I was like, he's a bad guy. But then she was so panicked. I was like, oh, wait, she must be the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I guess they played it off pretty well.
They did, especially when Scotty, like, you know, had to go to the board and she does her, like... blackmail tactics, like, you know, shows a board member his wife doing coke everywhere, and it's like, look, you're on my side. I mean, she's ensuring, doing what she has to do to ensure. That felt like an evil move, but it's also a Red Reddington move. It's also sort of like, I just gotta do what I gotta do to ensure that Howard stays out of Howard's hands.
Well, Red Reddington's not really a good guy either.
No.
Lest we forget.
And this is my prediction of how they're maybe setting up Howard. Maybe Howard's more gray than bad. I mean, did you really get, like, he's an evil mastermind?
I kind of got evil mastermind.
Okay.
That's exactly what I got.
Based on, he said, like, three words. He said...
Based on this elaborate, crazy plan that he's put forward.
Are we on schedule? Is that what he said?
Where are we?
Where are we?
We are operational.
We are operational. I'm evil. I don't know.
He built a quantum computer.
Maybe to help quantum compute for good. Maybe he wants to solve global warming.
Maybe.
Maybe he wants to.
Well, I mean, Dr. Whitehall was pretty in their little back and forth with the exchange between he and Scotty. He was like, think of all the good quantum computing can do.
Yeah.
Cure diseases, blah, 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 blahs.
You think he was lying just to get to, but actually, I really want to do evil with Howard.
I don't know. I mean, he was doing evil a little bit. He was part of this plan.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's laid out pretty plainly in front of me. But for some reason, I'm just so far, like, maybe I'm with Tom. Like, it can't be, Howard can't, my dad can't be bad.
I still don't know why he had to go through all of this if he was running the company already and he already had Whitehall.
Why kill himself?
I don't know.
Because.
To expose Scott. It's, like, why did Scotty have to go down? Why not just kill her or convince her to, like, join your team?
And then also, Scotty found out about Whitehall. That Howard was diverting Whitehall, which is why she knew about that, but she never killed because of it. This is all weird. Here's the other thing. Remember when they went to go rescue, we find out that Whitehall is a guy, like, he's a man, Freddie Whitehall, whatever. Mm-hmm. They find out he's a man. There was that exchange between...
Yeah, where they hugged.
Howard, no, between Howard and Whitehall.
Yeah.
It's like, are you being held against your will? Well, yes, I am. Well, then come with us. Like, if it's all part of the plan, why didn't he just be like,
maybe he already had Howard. Whitehall, and then maybe Scotty kidnapped Whitehall and put him in that basement to keep Howard him away from Howard?
But if he knew Howard already, why was he so hesitant to go with Howard? Like, Howard had to convince him to come with him.
I don't know. All part of the plan. All to do it in front of Tom.
Like, when Tom gets here, pretend like you don't know me. That's in the board. I sketched this whole thing out. I don't know.
Well, I guess because the whole time, I guess they had
Richard
to because
Whitehall,
the whole
I'm sorry,
time he
Richard
was.
Whitehall.
I like Freddie Whitehall.
I like Freddie.
The Richard. Whole time he was convincing Tom that he had no idea what Whitehall was in order to get Tom to help him break Whitehall out.
Right.
So he couldn't know that it was a guy.
Okay. That's true.
So they had to play that off.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Well, don't pout about it.
No, I'm just okay.
Fine.
So they get in. So they bring the team in, and they're trying to figure out a way to get, to get inside Halcyon again. And of course, it is Howard, who comes up with another techie plan, which we talked about, the cool tables that can read stuff.
Yeah, and smart like tables, smart glass.
Smart glass, and that you slide stuff around.
That was cool.
Yeah. Hey, I was, side note, I was at the Wynn in Encore in Vegas, and in the Encore, they have a new lounge, which is a very cool lounge there, and it's like, they have games and stuff that you can play. And they have a bunch of smart tables. And the smart tables, you can play video games. You can watch TV on them. You can serve drinks. And you can play games in this little lounge area. It's the coolest thing.
That's fun.
You can slide stuff around.
Let's go there.
We should go there.
Okay.
Anyway, smart table. The QC code. Mm-hmm. QR code.
I don't know.
QC.
Really, you're asking me?
All right. Now, I liked it. I love the idea. 100,000, calculating 100,000 games of chess at the same time.
Yeah. Simultaneously.
Is that enough to overheat the Halcyon servers?
I guess. Think of all the possible moves for any game of chess.
For 100,000 moves of chess. Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
I guess so. I'll buy that.
Yeah, I bought it.
Okay.
Totally bought it. And I liked it.
Servers. Gets in there.
Overheats servers in order to enable the cooldown system.
Right, which allows the drug dealers to get in.
Yeah, through the air vents.
Which is all cool. Good Solomon episode again.
Always a good Solomon episode.
Solomon had some good stuff going on there, right? A couple good monologues. Mm-hmm. He had a good farewell thing at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. That was very good. And I like
Solomon's smart.
Super smart.
He knows everything that's going on. Yep. He's not just like a hired hitman.
No.
He knows all the tech jargon. He understands the servers. He knows the ins and outs of Halcyon. He really is Scotty's right-hand man.
Yep. Yeah, he's great. So so they get in, they disrupt. Scotty's doing the board thing. Howard gets in and disrupts the board and says, "It's not you, it's me." Or don't believe Scotty, believe me.
Yeah.
Making two pretty good convincing cases here. And Howard's also convincing in that, like, what is the deal also with Howard with his whole deal with, you know, making sure, I guess he just can't go in and spray down the board a la Red Reddington style. He's not going to go and just kill the whole board.
I'm
in control now.
Was it just to prove that?
He did this whole ruse of like, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. Don't worry. It's all for your safety.
Put the whole system on lockdown.
Yeah, whole system on lockdown. We're going to prove that Scotty's bad.
It was all just so we can get Whitehall to talk to the board.
Right.
So it was a race for time. I guess it was a race for time.
Right.
By keeping Scotty locked in that boardroom.
Sure.
That she couldn't get to Whitehall.
So they did get Whitehall in there.
Because Solomon shot her out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Did get Whitehall in there.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I like the touch that they didn't have any real bullets.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to dart everyone.
A lot of dart guns.
A lot of darts. How does that work? Is it like a, I don't know how to dart. Is it like a, just, what do you call it?
It looked pretty instantaneous, too.
The darts? Yeah.
Do you have to reload every time?
Exactly. And also, don't you have to get him on the neck or get him somewhere where you can get right to the... Does a dart in the ass knock you out instantly?
Works
dart in
on
the
like
shoulder?
Animals.
It takes them a while. You dart an animal, they walk around for a while.
Yeah.
They look around.
Not these darts. Not Halcyon darts.
Halcyon darts are like...
sophisticated darts.
Like if it hits you in the thigh, you still... Oh. Anyway, who cares? They're darting everyone up. I like that. I like to see Nez and Tom in action. That was cool. I know. All that was all convincing and all great. They did get Whitehall out. Whitehall did have the explanation. He did sort of was able to explain, you know, what this is about and let them believe him. I did like that one. My man did get out and talk to Scotty and say, I don't know what's going on in there, but Howard's pretty convincing.
Oh, when they're on the run.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you better get out of here because it's looking bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like that too.
And Scotty they got them at the same store. Super spy dart guns that knock you out. It must come at the same store. A wrestler had the super SUV. It's a standard FBI issue. So I did like the scene with the final standoff with Nez and Solomon had their standoff, which I thought was quite good. And then also
his quote from Moby Dick. He's also quite well read.
His quote quite well read.
He is Ishmael.
He's Ishmael.
Ishmael.
That was all dope. And then I did like, you know, the Tom, you know, kind of hugging, stopping Scotty. It's over. Yeah.
I hated that.
It's over. She's like, ah.
I hated that so much.
Why did you hate it so much, Julia? She just
like that was the grand moment that they had where he wrestles her to the ground and she's lying in his lap and it was a blessing and a curse and now you really know how I feel. I never stopped loving you.
She's right.
If you know that that's how much I love you, how could you believe that you couldn't possibly believe that that's the kind of person that I am?
Yeah. She's right.
She was right, but whole scene just really bothered me. The whole cheek to cheek, heavy breathing, lying on the ground. It was awkward.
To be sexy.
And then awkward when they stood up. It was an awkward moment.
Yeah, what's it supposed to be like? I mean, they're so not mother-son material.
No.
It's we're getting back into that Bates Motel kind of I don't know.
I just didn't like it. It was really anticlimactic for me.
All right. Fair enough. It was anticlimactic, but I thought it was a nice moment.
Did you?
I don't know. Now you're talking me out of it. Maybe it was kind of corny.
It was ridiculous.
But they let him go. They let her go, and they then they had the whole FBI interrogation. Now, here's my question: why the F did they bring in? Well, go ahead.
Before that, we have to talk about the lab she found.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh. She found the lab. She
found the lab
with a big quantum computer.
And they're like, "Oh, hey, Scotty.
Hey, Scotty. Yep.
You hired me. You've been paying me for 3 months.
I've never seen you before in my life. Of course you have. So they're all in on it too?
Yes.
Or are they just going based on the...
They're all in on it. All the scientists are in on it?
Are the scientists just going based on what they see in reports? Because they didn't go, good to see you again, Scotty. You made me lunch the other day. I think it's I guess what I'm getting at is, did the scientists just go by this, by the checks are signed by Scotty?
I don't know. He was pretty, Scotty?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right.
It was a very, you know me moment.
And I like, you can see the wheels turning in Solomon's head. He's kind of trying to assess this. He's like, wait a minute.
Wait.
Do you not know any of these people? And he believes her. He's so loyal to Scotty. He's like, okay, I actually believe you. This is weird. Too weird for me. I'm out.
Yeah.
But he did lay down cover fire and get her out of there. And then he got out.
I did like that last moment between he and Nez after his speech of Nez screaming, I'll find you. And he goes, yeah. God, I hope so.
Yeah.
He's like, God, I love you, Solomon. Come back soon, please.
Give him his own goddamn show.
Yes. Well, Solomon and Tom. That's what I want.
I would like that. I did like the cool way he sort of laid down cover fire too, a little.
Lay down the cover fire and then trick Nez by having his phone with...
Yeah. You know? He's like, hello, it's me. Yeah. Solomon's got all the tricks, man.
Solomon's the best.
Yeah. And he's just impeccably dressed the whole goddamn time.
He's the best.
Love this guy. Yeah. Anyway, so here's what I want to know.
Okay.
When... I was going against Scotty. When Tom said, I didn't trust you until now, then he cuffed her. I like that mom. I did like that sort of mom-son moment. I like that too, Cassandra Sellers. Here's what I want to know. They call in the FBI. Where's Wrestler Navavi? Who's this jerk off we got?
It's Wrestler Navavi. That's right.
Bring in Wrestler Navavi to get to the bottom of this. Bring in Liz, who's the goddamn profiler. You think Liz?
She could get to the bottom of this.
Liz will take one look at Scotty and be like, she's telling the truth.
Yep.
Let me call my wife. She knows how to do this.
Speaking of Liz the profiler, she was all team daddy, though, when she met Howard last episode, or two episodes, whenever that was.
But she should be able to look Scotty in the eye.
He just has your eyes. Howard, I'm so happy to meet you. And she didn't see through the, thank you for making my son so happy.
She wanted it to be true. But get Lizzie in there. Put her in a room with Scotty. Let her use her profile powers. Let Scotty look deep into those eyes of Lizzie's and see what? And see something.
Stop hitting the table. You're so mad at the table. What if this was smart glass? Could give us all the answers then.
Anyway, they bring in this other guy. Yeah, who seems capable enough. And he puts everyone through the ringer, asks all the right questions. And then at that point, I finally got... that's when it all started to come together when they're asking cats in there. These payments don't make sense. Well, because at that moment, it's like, if Scotty didn't make these, the only one who had access to them were Cat. then that kind of leaves Kat as a bad guy. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a cool moment where they're like, oh, clearly Kat did it. Kat. She's in league with Trevor. This is all makes sense. And she ran to the car and opened the laptop and frantically looked. And she was like, oh, there she is. She's the bad person. No, it didn't read as that.
Oh, really?
It read as that to me, like she's looked at the things and realized that, like, and like she was part of the plan. Like, ha ha ha, I did do it. I think, or did you think in that moment? That she thought, oh my god, it's Trevor.
Yeah.
By the way, Trevor, this guy has no shirts. He lives in the hotel. Trevor, man.
Trevor has best, made in the
best,
shade.
Best acting gig in
made
a,
in the shade.
He's got a lie in the bed. Like, hey, baby, good to see you again. I knew you'd come back. Hey. I mean, at this point, isn't Trevor informed that the jig is up? Is he, like, does Howard get on the horn with Trevor? Trevor, stand down. Trevor, look out for, you know, look out for Kat. Trevor's in the dark? Trevor's got to get the news from Kat?
I don't think Howard thought that Kat would figure it out.
Well, maybe Howard didn't. Well, Howard did know about Kat.
Well, yeah.
So did Howard have Trevor seduce first, Kat?
Yeah, because it wasn't working on Scotty.
Well, Trevor's seduction game just include being shirtless and half covered in a bed?
Yes.
I don't know how.
Pretty much. It seems to work.
Is that a seduction game? I mean, like, I don't know. Because he didn't put much work in. He kind of just said.
I think he put some work in.
Well, I mean, afterwards he put some work in. But he pretty much just said, maybe we could have lunch sometime. And Kat's like, okay. I don't know. My seduction game is not anywhere near as strong as Trevor's game. No. I need a little more than lying in a bed with half covered and saying, like, hey, good to see you. Before I'm giving up, before I'm in the chick's laptop
good to see
switching
ya.
Phones.
I did like the switching phones thing. I thought that was just a fun device to uncover for Scotty to figure out that Kat had been sleeping with Trevor. I liked that it was also, it was like a double whammy.
Yeah.
The switching of the phones.
And I also, that was weird. Yeah, I do agree that Kat, when she found the truth, she can't go to Tom. She can't go to anyone else. She runs straight to the apartment by herself.
It was ridiculous.
And like, I know you're bad, Trevor.
And then like, let me pull up this computer for you.
Right
and let
here.
Me show you exactly where the discrepancies are and how I'm going to prove to everyone that it was you. But I haven't told anyone yet.
What do you have to say for yourself, Trevor? Like, no. You bring a tag team. You bring Tom. You bring Nez. You work at Halcyon, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little backwards. I mean, she did go straight to Tom, but she might have called Tom.
Well, she couldn't really
go
to Tom. Well, maybe she didn't know. Well, I don't know.
She says, "You know, Tom, something's off here. I gotta tell you, I've been sleeping with this guy who's also sleeping with her.
Yeah.
These are the dates they match up.
Yeah.
Something's weird. I'm gonna go check it out. I need you and Nez to back me up in case I get stabbed."
Yeah.
But she didn't do that.
She didn't do that.
But she went there and did the whole thing.
Rumpf.
She did the whole thing. And, you know, dude.
Stabbed her.
That was a little.
Stab.
That was surprisingly violent and crazy for that last scene.
Yeah, I didn't think Kat had it in her.
No, and then she beat the crap out of him and continued
she
to
sure
beat
did.
Him. But he's dead, right? She
I did
killed
like
Trevor. He can't survive that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
His blood's flying out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kirk.
Yeah. And they showed his bloody head, too, all mangled and gnarly.
It's like, we get it, Bloodless Redemption. We saw the blood splatter.
No, I love it.
All right.
You know me.
Yeah. So, you know,
I do like the sort of foreshadowing of the ice pick as well with Scotty.
Oh, that's true.
When they were talking about it, she goes, I don't want to talk about it because I might just wind up stabbing you with that ice pick.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that ice pick.
The ice pick came back.
And then, like, a close-up on the ice pick.
Yeah, very, very, you know, whatever. So, Trevor's down. Kat opts not to use the phone. Not to use, you know, Facebook Messenger. Not to use any secure Halcyon transmission.
Nope.
But
just work her way across town.
Works her way across town, presumably
in front of
walking,
a bunch of kids.
In front of a bunch of kids.
Been stabbed twice with an ice pick.
Doesn't take a cab.
Nope.
Doesn't jump on the subway.
No, I'm just going to hoof it.
Doesn't passcode. Doesn't collect $200.
Probably in heels.
All the way in heels. Bloody. And makes it to Tom's door.
Just in time to collapse.
Just in time to collapse.
What is this? The truth.
The truth. That's all she's got? She can, like, actually, I'll sleep with this guy, Trevor, who's also sleeping with Scotty, and all the things or whatever. They're on this hard drive.
Oh, they're like star-crossed lovers in a weird way.
The truth. Anyway. Tom has the truth.
Yep.
Howard's a master manipulator, bad guy.
Yep.
So that's how they end this thing.
Well, no, and then we see that Howard has the whole prototype, and then the reveal of Dr. Whitehall,
right,
being there in cahoots
the whole time.
Yes.
So I will ask again. Let's go to predictions right now.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I listened to the entire drop. You sort of hypnotized me there.
Yeah, I kind of forgot where I was for a minute.
Very well produced, the predictions. Anyway.
Oh my God, I was so into that.
Completely mesmerized.
Yeah, both of us.
All right. So, question is, for you.
Okay.
So where does this go? We kind of talked before. So Tom has the info. He takes the info. For all of us Blacklist fans, how does this continue on the Blacklist? Tom has to go and be figuring this out.
Well,
we had Tom already on the floor spreading out, finding his dad.
Yeah.
He's got to be a side plot is him checking the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to
do
this.
Maybe
we'll have to wait until season two of the Blacklist Redemption, which may or may never happen.
Well, I guess the way that he can take it to the Blacklist proper is by taking it to our FBI, our Blacklist FBI, meaning Samar and Wrestler and Cooper and Lizzie and Aram. And that could just sort of be, if there is no Blacklist Redemption season two, he can return as Tom Keene, sort of working this separately.
it is a 2-hour premiere, so maybe they've got to bring that in.
Well, we have a princess party to attend.
We do.
Are you going to be wearing your tiara?
Which I thought was weird, because you don't wear tiaras as a man at a princess party, right?
Don't you? You have a gaggle of daughters.
I have a gaggle of daughters.
You're telling me you've never worn a tiara?
I've never worn a tiara. There's tiaras for all the guests. There's tiaras for everyone. I have a scepter.
Daddy, wear a tiara.
I have a scepter.
Daddy. That never happened.
Scepter. Well, okay, if that happens, you put it on and you go, ugh.
But you don't, so you wore a tiara.
But you don't tell all your guests. What are you right now? You Lizzie Keene? Are you interrogating me? So you're saying you wore the tiara?
You have a gaggle of daughters.
It's funny you should say that, Braz. I have a photo right here on Facebook of you wearing a tiara.
I feel like I probably would have a photo of you in a tiara at some point in our friendship here.
What is going on? I don't know, but the whole thing of like wear your tiara, I thought that was kind of strange.
I thought it was sweet, actually. It was nice.
So all in all, what's your grade here of the Blacklist Redemption?
B?
I give it a solid B.
Yeah.
I mean,
I waffle between a B minus and a B, but I really like Solomon, so that bumps you up to a B.
We got 4 episodes of missions.
Yeah.
And then 4 episodes of
couple
sort of
good
like,
missions, couple really crappy missions.
Couple crappy missions, couple good missions. This whole backstory seemed to pay off. I mean, they did sort of lay the breadcrumbs of stuff with Trevor and Kat. All these questions like, what the hell's up with this Trevor and Kat thing? All played out for the end. The only thing that did not get resolved is the Russian Russian dick.
I really wish they had pursued it. It sounded like so much fun.
It sounded like fun. A little far-fetched, a little LA Confidential, but I'll take it. I don't know. That's all we got.
That's it. Season one in the bag.
Season one in the bag. You guys. Oh, I like the. Yeah, maybe Mr. Kaplan will be back next week. We can figure that out.
Yeah.
When will we see the return of Flippo? I imagine Flippo will be back. Flippo's going to try not to come back. He's going to say, like, I thought we were done. I thought that was it.
I love how your Flippo is quite the Jerry Seinfeld.
What is the deal with the Blacklist?
But it's kind of true.
I'm Joe Flippo. I think that he will be back. And, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I don't know.
So back to the Blacklist for just some housekeeping here. We are still deciding whether we're going to do this on Monday or go back to Friday. It will likely be back on Friday because it makes the most sense. But we will keep you guys posted for that. We'll tweet that out. And figure it out. But thank you for sticking with us, you loyal folks, to the Blacklist Redemption.
It's been fun.
It's been fun, and we'll get back to it on Blacklist next week to our premiere, and go from there.
Where do we find you?
You can find me, Joe Braswell, at JK Bras, Joe K. Braswell on Instagram and Twitter. Where can we find you, Julia?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter with my name, JULIACEARLEY.
That's right.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, my glasses are over there. Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. We're out of here. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.